Anyway, there's a student I had at the prison who wrote this great book about this guy who gets kidnapped and put through a 12-step recovery program for his addiction to Western civilization. And it's great. It's a really, really good book. He's a great writer. Early on in the book, these people come in with their intervention, and he stands up, and he gets shot with a stun gun. He says, I was tired. I was 20,000 volts tired. And late in the book, he's got these things called E-bombs, which is the coolest things in the world. What an E-bomb is a bomb that you set off, and it destroys all electronics within like a 2-mile radius. In the book, he calls them time machines, because you set one off, and you go back 150 years. So in the book, the characters are caring. And by the way, they tell you how to make them, I believe, in the Popular Mechanics about 15 months ago. And if you get it from the library, use somebody else's library card. Somebody you don't like. Anyway, in the book, they're carrying an E-bomb in a casket. And the main character comes up and says, so who died? And somebody else says, philosophy. And then they put the casket on the plane, and it's a little private plane. And they take it up over the Bay Area. And the main character's thinking, there's a problem with our plan. And then they drop it in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and then the plane, of course, goes down. And then also one of the characters keels over because he's got a pacemaker. And the reason he did that is to show that any action we do, even one that is ostensibly nonviolent, is still going to cause death. And his point is not to say we shouldn't be doing this. His point is, if we're civilized, our hands are dirty already. We got blood all over them. So let's just dive into it and see what happens. I'm paraphrasing. Anyway, so the point is, he says, the reason he said that thing about who died, philosophy, is because his point is, when philosophy dies, all that's left is action. And lately I've taken to saying, when hope dies, what's left is action.